Maryland's Morning News on WBAL and WBAL.com.
Well, you've heard the phrase before, closing time. You don't have to go, but you can't stay here. That phrase really is not relevant for a couple of different places now in the state of Maryland, because drinking is allowed and serving booze is allowed around the clock for some of the casinos in Maryland. Joining me now is John Wagner, who wrote a great piece in the Washington Post all about this. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
So tell me what the law states right now. What casinos, what establishments can serve alcohol 24/7, 365?
There's really a patchwork of laws that have sprung up around casinos. In Maryland, the General Assembly has a lot to do with setting rules on alcohol sales all around the state. What has happened is, in advance of each of the opening of the state's casinos, starting in 2010 with Hollywood Casino in Perryville, the legislature created special licenses that allowed casinos to sell alcohol during all of the hours that they were open. And then last year, as part of a ballot measure on expanded gambling, Maryland voters decided to allow casinos to stay open around the clock. And that meant that they could sell alcohol 24 hours.
So it's just been one step after another. So how many of these of the casinos right now are doing that, are staying open year around the clock and serving alcohol around the clock?
Three of the four. And when the Horseshoe opens in Baltimore later this year, it will be allowed to serve around the clock as well.
All right. So I would imagine there are other bar owners in other parts of the city here in Baltimore and maybe Annapolis who aren't happy about that because it could possibly drive business away from their establishments.
Right. And we wound up interviewing, you know, several bar owners up there in Federal Hill, Fells Point, who are concerned that, you know, come 2 a.m. when they've got to close up shop for the night, everyone's going to descend on the Horseshoe.
I don't know. To me, if you're 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, and, you know, there's a party going on at Fells Point, it's Canton, do you really want to spend the entire night at the Horseshoe? I mean, you may go there after they kick you out in Canton and Fells Point, but I'm not sure it's going to really hurt their businesses that much.
They're making that argument. You know, on the other hand, the Horseshoe owners are arguing that, you know, the casino will bring more people into downtown Baltimore, and that'll be, you know, more customers for everyone. People won't stay at the casino all night necessarily.
Right.
They'll go check out neighborhood bars that they otherwise wouldn't have gone to.
What do the police think about this? Because obviously, if you're going to be serving booze around the clock, you're going to have people drinking around the clock and then maybe getting in their cars and going home.
So that's a real issue, and it's not only people in their cars. I mean, there's some concern that people will try to walk on foot at 2 in the morning, you know, down from Federal Hill to the casino, and that raises all sorts of public safety issues.
Now, the new casino that will open in Prince George's County in National Harbor, will that also be open 24/7 and allowed to serve alcohol?
Well, that's still to be decided. There will have to be an act of the legislature to create a license for that one. One would certainly presume that MGM, the owner of that casino, will want to have 24-hour sales. There may be less concern there than elsewhere because it's somewhat set apart from other establishments aside from those already at National Harbor, and you would think they're going to be fairly supportive of having the casino there just for all of the new people it will bring in.
I've been to Arundel Mills. I don't recall buying a drink there. Do you know off the top of your head how much a beer or a cocktail goes for at the casinos these days?
I think what we reported is that prices started about $5 for a beer and $8 for cocktails. So I don't know that it would be the first place you would go
right,
if you're just looking to have a couple drinks.
Right. That's what I was thinking about. I mean, much cheaper to go out and drink in Fells Point or Federal Hill than it would be to start drinking, at least at the Horseshoe. We'll see how it goes. One thing for sure is sounds like some taxi cabs, the cabbies might wind up winning out of all this.
If people take cabs, this should be good for for the cab business.
All right, John. It was a pleasure talking with you. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
John Wagner from the Washington Post here on Maryland's Morning News.